Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf Yid Zayin. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We're all learning not only a brand new Gemara, but we're learning from brand new Gemarais. Grace Yishikoyach, Rabbi David, Hashem Dank. Thank you very much. Anyway, Dr. Mora, Tana Rabbanan. Ketzed Meraktim Lefnei Akala. Oh, very famous. Ketzed Meraktim Lefnei Akala. When the people would go and be Mesameh, Chosim Akala, what would they say before the Kala? Veishami Omrim Kala Kamoy Shehi. You go and tell her according to her malice and midas. Says Rashi, Lefi Yoifya, Vechashivusa, Mekaltsanoisa. In other words, you just go and say exactly the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's it. You're allowed to exaggerate a little bit, and the reason for that is because, as Rashi, chut shel chesed moshuch oleha, and the top Tosis says the im yesh ba mum. Right, Tosis is really going on b'shamay. Kala kamoy shehi v'im yesh ba mum yish to kublei shabchu. Just go and say the nice things. Don't say the bad things. Inam yishabchu b'dover no sheyesh ba ki goyim beinel or biyadel im hem yofos. In other words, even though this kala may not be as pretty as other kalas, but she's bound to have other malas, so go and talk about the other malas. Says, don't start picking and choosing and saying, yeah, this mala is good and that mala is good, because once you start saying A, B, and C, what about X, Y, and Z, and Toykshidish? Yes, go across the board. Go and say Kala no of the Chasudim.
Question: if everybody knows that it's not true, so it's a shekel.
Oh, so let's see what the Gemara says. It's Amalem Beisham al Beisil. Harishahoy Zechigris Oisuma. What happens Nebuch if the Kala is Nebuch lame or she's blind? Oimula Kala no of Chasuda. But Torah Omra. What did you say, Rabbi Cohen?
Midvar
Sheker Tirchok. How can you go and say a sheker? Amalem Beisham al Beisil. Lidvarechem. According to you, Mishalokach Mekachra Minashuk. What happens if somebody just bought a brand new suit, and he's coming with it in shul, and he's so proud of it, and then people notice there's a rip over here, and there's a stain over there, and it's a little bit too short, and it's a little bit too long, and it's a little bit too snug, and it's a little bit too tight. So what should you do? You should be enough. You should go and say, oh, this is a great suit, the best suit I've ever seen in years. Or you can end up in enough. You should go and say, come on, you really missed the boat on this one. How much did you pay? $500 for this suit? I wouldn't give $50 for this suit. It's terrible. Too long, too short, too this, too that. So heavy yom, of course, what should you do? You should kind of be enough. You should always go and tell the person, yeah, it's nice, it's great. You don't have to say it's the best thing, you know, since apple pie. But you go and say, yeah, very nice, shkoyach. Mikan omru, what do we see? Mikan
omru, could keep quiet.
You can keep quiet too. Mikan omru chachamim, lo'oilim teidat shel odem mu'reves im habriyos. Now, what does that mean? This is Rashi in the third line. Lasos le'ish ve'ish kirtzoinai. Go and make people happy. Go and make people comfortable. Go and say a nice word instead of standing on the sidelines and being quiet.
Don't
like
keep quiet.
Oh, you can keep quiet if you want to, but if you want to, what the Gemara is saying is, make somebody feel good. Make someone go and say, yeah, it's nice, it's good. You don't have to go overboard, but go and tell them it's nice. The same thing to Lagabi the Kala. You want that this Kala should be appealing in the eyes of the Chosin. So they say Kala Nova Chasuda. And if the Chosin hears that, they say it so many times, oh, Taka Kala Nova Chasuda. And it makes a wonderful impression on him, and that causes a greater degree of endearment between the Chosin and Kala, is a gevaldi yizach. Anyway, what do we see from our Gemara? The Beis Shammai felt emes, no sheker, and Beis Hillel on the other hand felt sholem bayis, and bring sholem beinish leishtoi, odem lechaveroi, that's a gevaldi yizach. So I had a visit on Sunday from Ramayi Hida Vozna, many of you may know, he happens to be a very saintly man who's been soliciting funds for the Square of Moses now for the last 40, 50 years. Kanainahar in his 90s, and he's still going strong. Kanainahar, he told me the following word, which I'd like to go and share with you. He said, remember we learned in Masechtas Yevamos only a short while ago. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta that there were fundamental differences of opinion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it came to Inyan of Arayos. For instance, is a brother allowed to go and marry a tzara? And we had in the Mishnah a big machlokes b'sham Beis Hillel, and the Braisa tells us, Toshima, afal pi shenechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, betzorois, uba achoyois, beget yoshon, B'sofik eishes ish, mikarish es ishtar v'loni imay b'pundak, b'kesev b'shaveh kesev, b'bruta b'shaveh bruta. Many, many differences of opinion when it comes to Hilchoy's marriage. Nevertheless, loy nimnu b'shamay milisa noshim b'shilel, v'loni b'shilel v'shamay. Oh, it's a beautiful Gemara, even though they had halachic differences of opinion, but bottom line is, there was chiba v'reyes. Shenemar, now the Gemara quotes a posik. This is the posik, a posik in Zechariah, ho'emes v'hasholem ehavu. What's that? It's a funny posik, ho'emes v'hasholem ehavu. It says, Ramai Yehida, ho'emes is referring to Beishamai. Beishamai was said, I can't say a sheker. What did Beisilah say? No, the important thing is Shalom Beinishli Ishtoi. So Rabbi Shammai that represents Emes, and Beisilah that represents Shalom, Ehavu, they loved each other, even though they had different midois when it came to Inyonim of Chasana, of getting married. Then the Yosli, yeah. Emes is Eigenavad. Emes, that was back in Daf Yud Dalit Omid Beis, Yad Omid Beis, in Mesechtes Yivamis.
It doesn't have the ministry either between Emes and one's a subjective, truth. One's an objective truth.
Right.
They're not contradicting each other.
No, I wouldn't say the contradiction, but you see, Beis Shammai says Midbar Sheker Tirchok. So he stands for Emes. Emes Eslamita.
That's the way it should be.
Exactly.
Oh, but you could say Beis Shammai, he's lacking the empathy to see the real truth that there is. It's not a, you know, to the Chosin, it's not a sheker.
So what you're trying to do is also go and do a shalom between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and to not make any machlek. Is that fine? Zay daf tzayin and zol havatz in ein yidin tzayin yid. But zokter Rabbi Kol.
I can't understand Beis Hillel.
Yeah, I don't understand them either.
It's black and white. Is it a sheker or is not a sheker?
It's not a sheker because.
So how do you justify saying
beauty is in the eye of the beholder, Rabbi Kohen?
That's number one. And number two, there's nobody in this world that doesn't have something. Good mala that you can go and be meshabech. You know, they say the famous story that there was.
But the truth is, okay, be meshabech, but tell the truth.
Anyway, you're a coin, so you don't go to Levayas. But there was a Levayas one time of a Groysa Oysher in the town, and this Oysher was, everybody knew, was a Groysa Shaygetz, a Groysa Ganev, a Groysa Gazlin, a Groysa Oychel Levayas Atreifis, all wonderful, wonderful things. And when he passed away, the family said to the Oberabina, to the rabbi, he said, you have to go and make a nice Levayas, a nice hesped for him. I want you to go and find a Psagitvor to go and say about it. So he thought about it, okay, I'm going to say hesped. So what did he do? He was saying, quoted the Gemara says, and other Gemaras that say, Tesili, this Mandiyomar that gets this big Madrega for doing this, and this Mandiyomar for this. And then it says by one of them that he was very, very careful not to go and be, to learn Torah, even to have a machshav of Torah, to mahar, the Mekoymes Hametunofos. So he said, one could certainly say about this Mr. Smith, who was such a great individual. He was never, ever, he followed in the footsteps of this great Tano Amoira. He was never mahar b'divrei Torah, Mekoymes Hametunofos. You can always find something to mishabeh.
They
once,
some rabbi once made a hesped about it. He never spoke Lashon Hara in shul.
Yeah.
So he said, how could you say?
Yeah.
He says he never went.
He never went to shul. Never problem. And we continue on. So the Gemara gets weiter. Ki osad abdimi omar. Hachi mashri kami kaltim marova. This is the way they used to go and sing in front of the kala in Eretz Yisrael. Like chal v'loi sarak v'loi pirchus v'yalas chayim. She doesn't need any artificial cosmetics. She doesn't need khal. Khal means on the eye, some sort of eye stuff. V'loi srak, shmirach, on the face. V'loi pirchus, with the hair. She doesn't need all of this fancy stuff. Why? Because yada chen. You look at her as yada chen. She's such a beautiful chen. Natural beauty. So says the Shittim Gebetzis, what do you mean yada chen? Every woman is a natural beauty. So he says, we've seen the Gemara Mesechtes Megillah, Taka Rosh Chodesh Adar, that it says about Esther Malka, one of the Madiyomim says, Yirak Roikis Hoysa, that the Chut Shul Chayn Moshe Chalea, she had a beautiful Chayn. So therefore the same thing, Taka this Kala, Set Nishalfin, Nishka Chal, Nishka Shrak, Nishka Pirchas, it's not going to help. But nevertheless, Yalas Chayn, he has a beautiful Chayn, and therefore good. Right, Kisam Chirabonin Le Reb Zeyra. When Rabbanan gave Smicha to Reb Zeyra, Shorulei Hoki, they all to sang the same thing. Like Chal, V'lo Yisrak, V'lo Pirchas, V'yalas Chayn. Meaning, the Reb Zeyra is authentic. He is the real McCoy. Toiche Kevaroi. He doesn't need all the shmirachs, all the cosmetics. He's Oy Lechein, and therefore we're proud to go and give Reb Zeyra the smicha. When they gave a smicha to them, Sharulu Hachi, they sang the following, Kol Mindain, V'chol Mindain, Smuchu Lana. What means Mindain, Mindain? Says Rashi, Kol Kmois Elu. A person like this, what a person of sterling character and integrity, a person who's Mekadashim Shemaim Barabim, what wonderful people, Kol Mindain, these types of people, Smuchu Lana, that's who we want to go give smicha to. However, don't bring us candidates to give smicha. As you can tell, all of these are pejorative terms. Exactly what they mean, they're a machloikis among the Rishonim. Rashi says that samisen means misarsin halochis behepech tamein. Whatever you go and tell them, they have a fadreita cup and they turn everything upside down. You say it's kush. No, I think it's pussy. I think it's kush. Everything they tell me.
What is it?
So we haven't gotten there yet. The first one we're going to, loy minas samisim. Rashi samisim is people that are misaris and halachis behepach tamein. They go and take everything that you tell them, they turn it upside down and they say fakert. They can't go and say glach. They have to say kruv. Loy minas samitim. What's samitim? Rashi says samitim is losh smartutin. As we know in Eretz Yisrael, smartut is a rag, is a shmata. So what does it mean if it's a shmata? It's either they say svaras, which are shmata svaras, that you can go in a shmata cup, they used to go and say, or some of Farshim say that just like a rag, how do you compare a rag to a regular piece of clothing? A piece of clothing does the trick. A rag means it's torn here and torn there. Used to be years ago when you wore a pants for 20 years, it got torn. Today, we have Baruch Hashem, a special door where Zoich, you can go into a store and buy a ready tziris and a hoizen. And it costs you $5 more and they'll already tear it for you in advance. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, but the point is that everything which is torn doesn't do a good job of covering the area which is supposed to, of course, it's already a shmata. So just like rags don't cover the person's body properly and appropriately, this person's svaris, and what he says, also doesn't cover the sugya properly. He says, halpa svaris, he doesn't really cover the halacha the way it's supposed to be. Rashi says, chamisa means, oimim chamisha satam. There are many different svaris and many different reasons for this psak halacha, or to understand a gemara, and he only talks about 20% of them. He doesn't share with you the other 80%. That's why Rashi learns. But next to the Rashi, you see there's a Mesoris Hashas, and Mesoris Hashas brings from the Oruch, that Chamisin from a Lashon Chomesh, Shishoinen Choymshe Shom Mesachta. They only learn a fifth of the Mesachta, and unfortunately we find that in Yeshivas today, sometimes they only learn a 50th of Mesachta. They learn two or three blat, we're on to the next Mesachta. Anyway, but the point is, you want to give smicha, you got to have someone that really learned Roy V'Goysached of Torah Kedosh. V'loimena Turmisin. Turmisin means legumes. These are different types of beans. So Rashi says, I don't know how this gets in here. Turmisin lo yisparish. They don't know exactly what the pshat is. But then Rashi brings later on from someone else, Anoshim Rekonim. Anoshim Rekonim means people that are leidiges, people that are totally empty. In other words, they're empty and they're paskening shaydes. Oi, oi, vavoi. There's a joke that people say. We say by Tachnan, the salachta laveinenu kiravu. Years ago, a rav, sometimes today, not of course, not anywhere here, but you know, sometimes you find Alaska, right? You find over there a rabbi who's talking Nisha Chabatska Chasham. So a rabbi with Nisha that. Anyway, if it's a lach lavinenu, we ask a slich of avoinis, ki rav hu, that person is called a rav. Nebuch years ago, he'd be called Am Uretz, and today he's called a rav. Anyway, don't you worry, it's right. Rebbe Avoh, the Gemara brings in a number of places, was a frequent flyer in the home of the Kesar. And in fact, he was a shtadlan, and he tried to go and do good for Klal Yisrael, to go and be Mamtik, Zeiris, etc. Also had Rebbe Shuv, Ben Chananya. Anyway, Rebbe Avoh was a great man. Was up there? Okay, I'm asking. When he came back, when he came back from the yeshiva, he went to the Beit Kesar. So Nafkin Amos to the Beit Kesar. Then the young lady from the Beit Kesar would come out la'ape to go and greet him. Umashin le'yachin, and they would go and bezing him. In other words, they would go and greet him with the following beautiful expressions: Rabba di ame madbarne di umse batina din ahoyda baruch masayich le'shalom. What do all of these wonderful terms mean? Rabba di ame means nosi ba'amoy. He says Rashi, he's the nosi by Klal Yisrael. Madbarne says Rashi means the manhig from a loshon adibur. In other words, he's the one that tells the way what you're supposed to do. He's the manhig of the spokesman. Oh, more than spokesman. He's the one that declares the policy and implements it to umsay of his nation. But Tzina Dehoyres, as Rashi means, I'll show you, cluster upon of Mavik. He had a beautiful upon him that was shining, was radiant. And so therefore they said, Tzina Dehoyres means like a radiating lamp of light. Baruch Masayim L'Shalom, says Rashi, means Baruch Bayachal L'Shalom, your arrival here at the Beit Kesar should be L'Shalom, should go and bring peace for your nation, for the world, etc.
He obviously didn't listen to them.
Why? That's true. Of course, he certainly wasn't listening. He had his hands in his ears. Amru, we had the Gemara before, right? That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu created with his Seidois to go and put your fingers in. Yeah, we learned it earlier. Amru Allah Rabbi Yudah ben Rabbi Loi. He would go and take a bad shal hodas, in other words, one hodas. We take three hadasim, we would take one hodas, and he would go and dance before the kala. For all you men, he would go and say, kala na b'chasuda. Now you think Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, who's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai?
Lord,
and the end of Masech Bava Kama Daf Kuf Gimel says there, Ahmed Beish, Karech, a few lines from the bottom. Yeah, thank you. Anyway, the Gemara says over there, whenever it says Hahu Chasida in Shas, it means either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Loi was the famous Chasid in Klal Yisrael. Gemara says Hahu Chasida Mementech Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi. And he went that he used to dance in front of the Kala, Mit Azah, mean with the Hodas. Rashmur Rabbi Yitzchak, Merakar Atlas. What means Merakar Atlas? Rashi says, Sholish Badin. Zoyrik achas mekabel achas. In other words, he was a juggler, and he took three adasim, and he would go and juggle the adasim one after the other with three. The Marsha says he doesn't like that pshat because it should say merakid bitlas, not merakid atlas. And therefore, the Marsha says that lulei divrei Rashi, that he used to go and dance as much as three others. Sometimes you see that they dance in front of the chus, in front of the kali. You have some people going back and forth. You had three people going together, like Neil and Ray Cohen, with three people together, and he would go to be mekal ponim, then one kenegid three. That's how much he would dance, as much as three other people would dance. Anyway, the Eitz Yosef in the Ein Yaakov says that probably means both together. Not that Mashu is rejecting Rashi, but both together, that he was both juggling and also a big dancer. Right, Omer Abzeira. All Chassidish weddings. Not in front of the Kalb, in front of the Chusim. Omer Abzeira.
We'll see why.
Omer Abzeira. Kamachsif lon Saba. Abzeira was unimpressed by with Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosef Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, and he said, "What you're doing is you're embarrassing us. How are you embarrassing us?" Is Rashi mezalzel bekavet amidah chachamim v'noyik kalas roish ba'atzmoi. You Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, you're such a great amoyda, such a great talmid chacham, and you go and dance like a child. You're dancing like a teenager, but juggling. What's that? People say this is talmidah chachamim. You mezalzel nekavet of chachman of Torah. It's pasnish. That's what Rabbi Zayir said. Nevertheless, kinoch nafshi. When Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak passed away, Ifsik amuda nura ben didei lekuli alma, an amud of eish, a fire came out between the orain, between him and the whole rest of the oilam. Ugemiri, tlei ifsik amuda denoira el ilechad bedora iletre bedora. That we have the Kabbalah. When do you have such a pillar of fire coming down from Shemaim? Only to one in every generation, two in every generation. That's how great. That's how special. See, now you got to tell me. Maybe Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak was special because of the fact that he knew Kola Teira Kula Balpe. How do you know that the reason is because of his dancing? Says Toisvis, because the Amuda Denura that came down came in the shape of a Hadas. That Amuda Denura you saw Anaf Eitz Avos, it looked exactly like Hadasim. So you could tell that that came from Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, that he was Mechavid, he was Mezamer, and made Mesameh Chus Mechal. Kinoch Nafshe, we just said that. Elzut Yimara, Omer Abzeira, Ahanyulay, so now Abzeira, who apparently had Charata, because Abzeira was the one that said before, you're shaming us. Abzeira says, I know why he was Zoycha to this Amud Dinahura. Ahanyulay Shutise Lesaba, the Amrila Shtuse Lesaba, the Amrila Shitse Lesaba. So he said, all the three of the Shainis, of course, are very, very similar. But what do they mean? Shutise Lesaba says Rashi, Shutise mean Shut Shal Hadas. That means that single stem of the Hodas, that Hodas branch, that's what Shutise, that's what gave him the right to have this Amuda Denahura. The Amrila Shtuse Lesaba, Shtuse from Lush Shtus, that he acted like a, Rashi says Kishoita, that he acted like a juggler, like a person who's making fun and having a good time. That Shtus, That's what gave him the zchus for the Amud Denura. The Amila Shitzil the Saba Shitzif and Lushin Shita Shitosim and Hagai. These menhagim that he had, that Ayrab Zera denigrated and degraded. Right. This is talking the right Shita to come in the Sameach Chus and the Kal in such a beautiful way. Says the Gemara of Acha Markiv Lo Akaspe Umarak. And this Gemara is very hard to understand. Rav Acha used to go and take the Kala and have her on his shoulders. However, says the Gemara, Amrile Rabbanon, Anan Ma'ala Mebet Hachi. So the Rabbanon said to Rav Acha, could we do the same thing? Amalahu Idamyan Alaychu Kikshura Lechaye V'Iloi Loi. If she appears to you when you are carrying her, like just carrying a beam on your shoulders, in other words, without any hirhurim, without any passion, just I'm carrying a big peckle, then you can do it. But if you cannot, if you're not on the matrega, you cannot do it. So they say the poskim say today, that's in Heinzig poskim, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought, Sma, Shah, Shach, and Taz, etc. Today there's nobody any close to this madrega of Ravacha. We shouldn't even think about Chas V'Shalom going and carrying the Kala on our shoulders or our hands or anything like that, because none of us are on this high, high, lofty madrega. The why does Igmar use such expression, Damin Alaychu Kikshura, like a beam, Vaseps like a beam, says the Marshal, because we said before that marrying a woman is like an inyan of binyan, Vayivan Es Hatzela, Boyre Oilam Bekinyan Hashlim Ze Habinyan, it'll be a binyan adiyad. Okay, so therefore we say Kishura, which is a building block. If you think of her as a Chuzen Kala Toynish, you think of her as a building block, then it's okay. Anyway. Probably based on this Gemara, although it said before that they were all Merakel Lefnei Akala, that's probably the reason why by Erlich Eden we're not Merakel Lefnei Akala, Merakel Lefnei Achosin, because we're worried about Hirhurim, like the Gemara said. Arum Shulman Achmeni Amr Abyoidesim, Mutal Estakel Lefnei Kala Kol Shivagadei Lechaval Bali, you're allowed to go and be, you're normally not allowed to be Mestakel in another woman, only in your own wife, your daughter. How can you do it over here? Hikadei Lechaval Bali. However, you're not going to be mistakel. Mistakel means, of course, to go and focus. It doesn't mean that a fleeting moment, a glimpse. Yeah, but we're talking about to go and give me the gun to staklers. That's a vad hosser. Okay, so more about it. There was a maisa after the Satmar Ruv became Ruv, either in Satmar and Kruli. He was Ruv only for a short period of time. In other words, only for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. They told him that, do you know, in this and this wedding hall or this hall, there's a group together of boys and girls, and they're dancing together as one. So Ruf said, I have to go and be moicha. So he came into the hall, and he said, Rabbi Yisrael, it'll listen to Matur and Shishal Pialucha, it's a Vizrai Daroyis, and you're not allowed. So there was one chutzpin yak, a young fellow that went over to Satmar Ruv and said to him, I know, Ruv, why you're saying that. You're jealous. You'd like to go and join the dance. Of course, he was terribly offended by that, and he told his gabbai, he says, Chomoyre, that this person is not going to be Moitzi Shnusai, that he's not going to. Anyway, a week later, he passed away a sudden death. That Chutzpin Yaakov spoke to Satmar Ruv, he passed away within a week after he said it.
This story of Rabbi Yehuda and Bar Ilai, this is connected with this week's parsha as well, because it asks the mikdash b'shechanti b'seichom.
Yeah.
So the question is, why the Torah spends so much time focusing on a temporary mikdash?
Right.
So it says b'seichol ne'amon b'seichom.
Right.
B'seichol echad yachad. So from every detail of the binyan and mishkan, you can learn a path in what is Hashem. So the shechin should. So what is the mishkan built of? Ati shittim.
Right.
In Russian shtus.
Aha.
The idea of shtus is that you have to have shtus to kedusha. You have to sometimes, if you're just going to limit your avodas Hashem based on seichel is limited ultimately. So you have to tap into something higher. And
beautiful. Grosser shekayach.
The Gemara
Kuf Gimel Amud Beis in Bava Kamma says whenever you find a hu chasida throughout Shas, it means either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. So you're talking about the chasid shebedar. And he was the one that went, by the way, why didn't they use Dafkeps Hadassim? Why didn't they go and take some other type of branch? Vaseps Hodas? Says the Shita Megabetzis because of Esther, because Hodas reminds us of Hadassah. Rather, Hodas is green, but Esther Yurak Roikis, how he says she was also green, but nevertheless she was called Hadassah and she had a special chain. So I take this Hodas in front of the Kala and I say, even if you were to be as green as this Hodas, you also have a special chain by Unt and by the Chosm. Anyway, I'm Shita Megabetzis, turn it about.
The Abraham of Wittenberg, there were so many different, the shoe was written, they allowed boys and girls to dance.
Okay, but that's not today's topic. Let's go on. We have to finish the blood. We have to finish the blood.
What is it? Mutar teishoygin v'altayim
meizim. Ah, that I don't believe that. Anyway, let's go back.
What they said.
Tanurban mavina semesvul fnei akal bezev zev lefnei melech Yisrael. What happens if chas v'sholem? There's both a levaya and there's a chasana, and therefore you have all of the avelim and the menachemim going together as one group, and you have Baruch Hashem the chosen kallah going together with their companion with the whole shishbinim. Who should go first? Mavina semesvul fnei akal. You let the kallah go first, and you have the others, the avelim and the menachemim. They should all go second. The zev zev lefnei melech Yisrael, and both of them, the melech Yisrael has to go first because after all, the melech Yisrael he goes first, and then the kallah, and then subsequently goes the mess. Amri all of our grip is a melech. She'over mefnei kala, that he was maver himself from the kala, meaning he let the kala go first. The chachamim said, you did a great thing, even though mitzat ikra, then you're supposed to go first. You're the melech. You allowed the kala to go first. It's kum tachayesha koyach.
Faith tomorrow. Isn't he over?
Shibchu, they were mishabeichem, mechal de shaper ovad. In other words, he did the right thing. V'am revachi, afilam ani yom, and nasi shemachal kvoidem kvoidem mochol. Freitach bari, b'melech shemachal kvoidem ain kvoidem mochol. So they shouldn't be mishabeichem. They should have said, what you did is wrong. It's not al pi alacha. The yom amar simtim tzolecha melech shetim osi alechom. Every morning, prosh is drachem haba. What means prosh is drachem haba? Says Rashi, it was an intersection. And you can go to the right, and to the left, and to the front, etc. He, Agrippa HaMelech, went in such a way that it should not be readily apparent that he was going first. He was not going first because of the din of Ein Kvoid HaMochel. However, he went to the side. He let her go to the front, so it appeared as if she was going before, but he didn't violate any rules about a Masi Alecha because they were going in different directions. You go here, you go there, and therefore he was able to mechabit her first, and it still wasn't a bizoin for him because he went to the other side.
Also, Chosin Dem LeMelech called Dem LeMankon.
It's only Doima. It's not Mamish. Turn about it. Mevatel Talmud Torah, the Torah Sam Nesel Nosis Kalo. You mevatel Talmud Torah for Chas Shalom for a Levaya, and for Chnosis Kalo for a Chasim. Omer Oliver Behuda Brebiloi. Oh, show you mevatel Talmud Torah, the Torah Sam Nesel Nosis Kalo. Avadi was a grace of Talmud Chacham, a grace of Chosid, but nevertheless, I Torah Sam Nesel Nosis Kalo, he was there. The Medvar Munkish Ein Imoi Kol Tzarchoi. That's if there aren't enough people for the Levaya. We'll soon see how many people is not enough. Av Yeshua Kol Tzarchoi Mevatel. And if there's plenty of people coming to the Levaya, then you don't have to go. How many are you talking about? Yeah, minion, 15 people, 25 people. On Rav Shmuel bar Ini Mishmei Derav, Treisa Alfei Gavri Veshita Alfei Shipuri. If you have 12,000 who are Stam Menachmen, people that come to the Levaya, and then you have 6,000 Shofaris. Shofaris, of course, means people that blow their horns, but here we don't mean blowing horns, we mean criers. What means criers? So Rashi says, Machrizen Olav Shivoy Lechavdai. In other words, people just like in some neighborhoods they have today, they have cars going around, the Levaya from Mr. Schmidt, the Zayin and Achta Zayi, Yedaz Al Kiminsa Kalba, they have this on such ramkot. So they had 6,000 criers, people should come to Levaya. Others say, you need 6,000 people to call together 12,000 people, it sounds a little strange, but 6,000 are not only the people that cry and call out, come to the Levaya, but some of the people are the ones that cry at the Levaya. In other words, that in a sense, professional or amateur criers, people would go, come to the Levaya and would start crying. So how much is that together? 12 plus 6 is 18,000. The Amrila others say, Tlesa Alfi Gavri. On the side it says it's a mistake. It's Tlesa Alfi Gavri. Tlesa is 13,000. Tlesa is 12,000. Uminayu Shita Alfi Shipuri. In other words, not an additional 6,000. 6,000 from among the 12 or 13,000. So if you know it, the Levite is definitely going to be at least 18,000, then you can stay in this medish. Otherwise, you should come to Levite. Ula Amar, ki going to Chaitzi Gabri Me'avula Vi'ad Sichra. Ula said, based on the town that he lived, as you know, Bati Chaim cemeteries are typically established outside of the Dalet Amos of a community. They're in the outskirts, they're outside of the town. Today, if you ever find a cemetery in the middle of town, it's because when it was originally established, it was outside of town. But the town and the city grew so much that it eventually swallowed up the Beis HaChaim. But the Beis HaChaim are usually established outside of the community. So he said, if you're going to make a human fence, a Lashon Chaitzi, a Lashon Machitza, a human Machitza from Avula, says Rashi, Avula means from the Shar or the gates of the town, till Sichra means until the Beis HaChaim, till Beis HaKvaris. That's how many people you need to say, oh, we have enough people, and you can stay in this Medrash. Rav Sheish, the same Rav Yochan, and Oman, Tilosa, Kinna, Sinasa, Man, Sinasa, Bishishim, Reboy, Abn, Tilosa, Bishishim, Reboy. Just like when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, gave 600,000, if a Talmud Chacham passes away and he's imbued with Torah learning, up to 600,000, you don't have to, if there's 600,000 or more, you don't have to go to Levi. Vahani Mili, what degree of Talmud Chacham? Laman Dekari Vatani. That's a person that knows Mikra, says Rashi, or he knows Mishnah. But he never was a Rebbe to be Marbitz Torah for Talmidim. Avlaman Demasni, someone who taught others, less like Shi'ur, and then you go beyond 600,000. Even if there are a million people, you should attend the Levi. But Rashi now adds on, Ulamela Sheminon, that's the Taka people that Talmid Chacham that learn. What about a person to Lekari Veloitani, a Kenish, and Nishka Katanach, and Nishka Chemish, and Nishka Rashi, and Nishka Mishnais? Hey, Mevatlim, and Yeshlim, Misaskim, Kedei Kavura, Bialma. In other words, if there are enough people, enough Chevra Kedishalite, 5, 10, 12, 15 people, whatever you need to go and take care of all the needs of the Levaya, then you can stay Bezmedish, no mitzvah to go to Levaya Stamazoi, if the person is Am Art. Okay. Let's get back to our Mishnah. We send the Mishnah that it was a fight between either the husband and wife or between the Yorshim of the husband and the wife. What's the Machloek is about? When they got married, was she a Psula? Does she get 200? Or was she a Be'ula and she only gets 100? So the Mishnah said, if there are Eidim, she Yotza Behinuma, that she went to the Chuppah, she went with her Hinuma, then no problem, then we know for sure that she's a Psula. So, I'm sorry? Or they read it so quickly, or the person broke his teeth on it, nobody understood what he was saying anyway. Anyway, what's the definition of Hinuma? What means Tanura de Asa? Third line of Rashi. Kimin Chupa Shel Hodos Agula. So, I assume Rashi doesn't mean that she was wearing this, but rather, instead of going to a regular chuppah, maybe they had a chuppah with a talis like they have in certain places, you know, four people holding up a talis like you have by chusin toyer, chusin braishis, that's how the type of chuppah. Here was a chuppah made out of hadassim, and it was gula, it was round, it was circular, oh, very beautiful. Who did they do that for? They did that especially for psulais. They didn't do it for p'ulais. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiryasa Dimenamna Bo Kalosa. This is what we spoke about yesterday. Rashi says on the fourth line, Tzeif Al Roisha, a veil over her head, Mishurvav Aleinar, that came down in front of her eyes, Kimoisha Uizvim Kimein, like they do by Unz, says Rashi, Upa'om Shimenamnemes Besoicha Mitach She'enin Leah Migulin. Because of the fact that it's such a thick veil, then she cannot see anything, people can't see her. So after a while, she starts dozing off and closing her eyes, she becomes sleepy.
She's very excited about the wedding.
Right? Yeah, very excited. Well, Shame to Numa.
Tell you something.
Yeah.
So why is it that Rav Kamenetsky made a big deal about it? About what he called, that he made the Eidim over there to lift the veil to see. Because you go to Chassidish weddings.
Yeah.
How the Eidim see by the chuppah, they can't see her face. How do you know that's the same color that came out from the room from where they did the badek?
It's a very good question. Rabbi Yanka, Tzichon Lebracha.
When he goes to chuppahs, I reminded him, and he did it by him, he lifted up the veil, because his father insisted that.
You're talking about Shmuel Kamenetsky? You're talking about Heintiger?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, he's alive and kicking until 120. Give him a call and ask him.
No, he does it. His father did it.
His father, you can't ask any longer, but you can ask the son.
But he did that by him because he.
Okay. Anyway, so good to Shaila. Let me get back to it. Anyway, the Mishnah said,
"How could they use this over here?" To say how did they do it?
The kasha nishka kasha. The kala went back with a thick veil. Or Rabbi Kamenetsky was saying was at the time of the chasana,
the veil.
You have to see it because otherwise, how can the Eidim be testified later on that saw?
I went to a Satman, they never lifted the veil.
It's a go and ask the Satman. What are you asking me? Let's just go by the mark. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Breika says in our Mishnah another simon that you're talking about a kala ibsula that they gave out chilek kloyos. And you remember Rashi said yesterday chilek kloyos means that they used to go and toast the kernels of grain until they became very sweet, and they used to give it out for the kinderlach for the tonikas. Okay, very nice. Tana Behuda Raya. Tak in Yehuda the Haktaka, these simon that we just spoke about, Yotza Behinuma with a thick veil, where they did pick it up with Rabbi Kamenetsky, didn't pick it up with Rabbi Kamenetsky, and they also get Chilakloyas. All of this is wonderful stuff. But Bubble Mai, what do they do by Unz and Bubble? What's the simon that it's a Psula and not a Bu'ula? And
Dardugi the Mashcha Areish Drabana. They used to go and pour on the heads of the Talmid Chacham. They used to go and pour shemen on their heads at the chuppah, at the chasana. This was a simen that is going to be a beautiful. It's absurd.
What this has to do with the color?
I have no idea, but this was what they used to do. They used to go and pour the mashcha on the heads of the rabban. It's only rabban labaye mashcha the chafifusa koma mar. Are you talking about the type of oil that you would pour on the head for chafifa, like a shampoo that the rabban should go and shampoo the hairs? I never heard of something like that. It sounds so strange. It's omalei. So Abaye said to Rapapa, Yasma. The word Yasma, of course, means Yosim. And ironically, of course, Abaye himself was a Yosim. However, here it doesn't mean Yosim, but he means to say to Rapapa, are you a person that's a Yosim and Minik Hanoig? Have you never been to Chasanis in your life? Are you like a born Jew, a Ger, that you don't know Uldim and Hagim? You're a Yosim, you don't know what's going on in Mesoira? Le Abdul Cho. When you got married, or when you married off your kids, or whatever, didn't your mother go and pour this mashcha on the heads of the rabban? Weren't you there at the chasana? Go and ask the photographer to go and show you the video. You'll see that they were pouring mashcha the whole time on the heads. There was one of the Talmid Chachamim that married off his son to the home of Rabbi Bar Ula, another to the daughter of Rabbi Ula. The Amrila or Rabbi Ula asked Leila Brei Beahumi Rabbanan, or Faket Rabbi Ula married off his son to one of the Talmid Chachamim. V'darik Mashcha Reish Rabbanan B'shas Masa. That's what they did. They poured this shampoo type of oil on top of the heads of the Rabbanan, and everybody said, Yo, that's a siman that you. What does that have to do with Psul? Basically, Shpadazoi. That was the mimic. And therefore you can rely on that to go and testify years later. Yeah, I was there and I saw that they poured out all the shaman. Right, Armaltamai, what was the simon that it was an almona as opposed to psula? Tony Rav Yosef, Amalta Les Lakisni. What means Les Lakisni? We said in our Mishnah that they used to go and give out these kloyois, these toasted and roasted grains and kernels, and they gave it out for the children. They made sure by the Almana not to give this out, and that was the simon, not that this must be an Almana, because typically they did give it out, and here they made sure not to. Okay. So now we go back to the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah, we leave a chasana, and now we're talking about a dispute about a field. And you remember what we had in our Mishnah, you had a fellow comes over, Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, you see this property that I own? You know, I'm here every single day and I work in my property. This used to belong to your father, and I bought it off him years ago, and it belongs to me. So now, Shimon says now, maybe it's really my property. Maybe if he says it belongs to my father, says the Mishnah Pesha Asar Peshehiter. Unless, of course, if he finds Edom that Taka belonged to his father, then he can go back and say, Reuven, show me your star. Where did you buy from? I have Taka Edom that belongs to my father. It should belong to me. How does it belong to you now? That was the discussion in our Mishnah. Freitimar, why does it say in the Mishnah that Reuven says to Shimon, this property used to belong to your father, and I bought it from him? Why didn't Reuven say to Shimon directly, Shimon, remember this used to be your property, and I bought it all from you? After all, he's the muchzik in the property, so why does he have to go and talk about, I bought it from the father, I bought it from you? For listening, Moider Bishua Ba'im Lechaberoi, Soda Zu Sholcho Haisa, this soda, remember years ago, used to belong to you. And I bought it from you. And unless you have Eidim, Pesha, Asa, Pesha, Hitrin, say the same halacha that we just said now. Why do we have to schlep it in the father? After more, I'll tell you why. Mishim the Gaboy Lubisti Sefer, because the Sefer continues on. Now, what the Gemara is going to say is not what it says in our Mishnah. What it says in the Mishnah is, Em Yesh Eidim, Shehoyeshel Aviv, Voim Lekachtiyam, Bimenu Einenemen. What the Gemara is saying is that if we're going to change the case of the Mishnah from that Reuven says to Shimon, I bought it from your father, to instead, let it say that Reuven says, I bought it from you, then the Mishnah is going to have to say, Im yesh edim shi shaloi, if there are edim that it belongs taka to Shimon and not to Reuven, v'u'ayim l'kachti mimenu, he says, yeah, but I bought it from you, ein neman. So let it say that. So what's the shlecht? Says Yimara, because hei chidami. It cannot say that in the Mishnah, because what's the case? Idiok l'shnei chazoko, if you're talking about that Reuven that says that I bought it from Shimon, I already have 3 years of chazaka, a mailei mehemen. Who cares that Shimon can establish with Edom that he owned the property 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, mazel tov. If Reuven has been there for the last 3 years and he has Eidei Chazaka, now there's people that saw him there on a regular basis for 3 years straight, we learned the Masechtas Bava Basra in Perek Cheskes Abatim, after 3 years you don't have to have your shtaris. You have to hold on to your shtar for 3 years, just like the IRS requires you to hold on to your shtar, I think, for 6 years or 7 years. After that, you can dispense with all of your shtaris. Here, too, you can dispense with your shtaris after 3 years. L'havdol, of course. You can, after 3 years, you don't have to hold on to it if you have Eidei Chazaka. So, Bazoi, what difference does it make that Shimon has Eidim that it used to belong to him? Shkoyach. Reuven has Eidei Chazaka. He's been there for 3 years. He's automatically going to win. Samaylim Hamid. If he was only there for the last 2 years, he wasn't there for 3 years, then the Mishnah is not telling us any chiddush. We know that that's a Mishnah in Cheskes Abatim, that's a whole sugya there, that if you want to establish ownership, either you have to have your shtar, or if you want to dispense with your shtar, you don't want to keep your shtar, it's fine, but you got to be there for 3 years, and you have to have Eidei Chazaka that you were there for 3 years. So everybody knows that from Bava Basra. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us pshita d'loy mehem? So therefore, that's why the Mishnah cannot tell us a case of Reuven saying to Shimon, Shimon, you used to own it, and I bought it from you, because I'm a manavshach. If it's talking about that he had Shnei Chazaka, so Chadova Pasha belongs to him, and if he didn't have Shnei Chazaka, then of course we believe the other Edom. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So that's why we talk about the Fah. To Frank Yomara, Ihochi Gabi Ovenami. Say the same svar in our Mishnah, the way our Mishnah is written. What is it in the Mishnah? Reuven said to Shimon, I bought this from your father. If there are Edom that it belonged to the father, ain't an Eman. So Frank Timar, Nochmal, Idiach Lishne Chazoka. If Reuven has already been in this field for the last 3 years, and he has Edom, he's been there for 3 years, Maile Mehemah, why isn't he believed? If he was there only for a year or two, he doesn't have, or even if he was there for 3 or 4 years, but he doesn't have Eidei Chazaka, if he has no proof, then Avada, the Eidim say he used to belong to the father, the exact same svaris you could say here by the father too. Everything, I'll tell you why. Because I can find a case in our Mishnah where the Mishnah is not a Dovah Pashit, and it's not a case of Loi Mehemen, where we need this Mishnah to tell you this halacha. Kigoy. In other words, again, Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, I want you to know this property used to belong to your father. And as long as your father was alive, after I bought it, I was there for 2 years, and I even have Eidim that I was there for 2 years. It's fine. And then after your father passed away, then when you were around, I was there for another year, and even more than another year. A year, 2 years, 5 years, 20 years, whatever it was. And I have there for Eidim, Shnei Chazaka, 2 years by the father, and 1 year by you. Oh, you add 2 plus 1, I got 3 years. But nevertheless, says our Mishnah, if there were Eidim that it belonged to the father, ain't in them one. Why not? I have Eidim that was there for 3 years. Ah, uki rafuna, yom rafuna. Ein machzikim menechsei katon, afilu higdil. A machzik ben nechzei katan means that if after the father passed away, the son was still a katan, and therefore he doesn't really understand what's going on. As far as he's concerned, when he was born, ever since he's had any seichel, any das, he sees Reuven in that property. He never dawned in his on him that it belonged to his father. He never knew that. And afilu higdil, says Rashi, even if you're talking about 20 years later, 30 years later, that Baruch Hashem now, Shimon is already a grown, older individual, Reuven has been there for the last 20 or 30 years. If it turns out that Reuven only had Shnei Chazaka 2 years by the father, and then after that, the third year and more years, for the next 20 years, it was all by the son, those Shnei Chazaka don't help. Why don't they help? Explains Rashi. Because no one ever apprised Shimon of the fact that this property at one time belonged to his father. He had no havamina. How was I supposed to know that that property belonged? My father, when I was a youngster, my father passed away. So he never discussed with me business and financial affairs. I didn't find any title documents among his papers. I didn't know. Yeah, what did I know? So even though 20 years later, he's now an older adult and he's a big businessman, but never did it dawn on him that this property belonged to him. So therefore, Afilu Higdil, even years later, after he's a grace of Godel, you can't be machzik b'nechsei katan, that 1 year of Chazaka was worthless. And so therefore, what Rav Huna is telling us is, that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, this property used to belong to your father. I bought it from him. Oh, Shimon says, Azoi. Shimon goes and finds two Edom that taka belong to his father. And he says, if that's the case, prove that you bought it from me. I have no proof. I lost my shtar a long time ago, but I have Edi Chazaka. Two Edom come and say that I bought it 2 years before Shimon's father's passing, and I was there for 2 years, and then I was there for more years after that, a year and 5 years and 10 years and 20 years, and I have Shnei Chazaka, Edi Chazaka for all of that. So therefore, I want to be believed, says the Mishnah, Einoi Neman. You have to go and bring your shtar, because any type of Chazaka by a katan, even after it becomes a gadol, is worthless, because a katan has no reason to be moicha or to suspect that this property belonged to his family. Aha, so that's a beautiful pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about an unusual case with the father, and he sold it 2 years before he passed away. If this is the only way to understand our Mishnah, so Rav Huna is just repeating the halacha of our Mishnah. Rav Huna is the Moira, the Talmud of Rav. And the Mishnah is the Tanaim. So Rav Huna is just repeating the Mishnah. First pshat is, since we didn't understand pshat, Rav Huna is explaining, he's planting the seed, he's explaining what is the svara of the Mishnah, and then of course he's expanding and expounding upon it, but not that he's repeating the Mishnah, he's explaining the Mishnah, because otherwise, because the Mishnah doesn't say befeirish that the father passed away, it doesn't say how many people came to the Levaya, it didn't say for 2 years, for a third year, it doesn't say all of this. So Rav Huna, he's explaining the pshat in the Mishnah. Even if you're going to go and tell me that the pshat in the Mishnah is a dovah pashit, like Rav Huna said, and therefore Rav Huna is just repeating the Mishnah, no, he's adding on a fil higdil. Because without Rav Huna, I would go and say that if you have shnei chazaka, 2 years by the father and 1 year by the son, they're not mitzdarif, because the son was a katan. But if I have Shnei Chazaka for the next 3 years after that, when the son is already bar mitzvah, he's already 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, I still have Shnei Chazaka for years and years. Oh, now, it's Lachshana Gadol and I have Eidei Chazaka, so I would think that it works. Says Rav Huna. Rav Huna now adds to our Mishnah that if the initial Chazaka took place when this Gadol was a katan, even though the Muchzik continues living there for years and years later after the katan became a Gadol, it makes no difference since initially he was a cotton and therefore the chazaka is worthless. Okay, so now I understand why our Mishnah is talking about the father case and not about the son case, because I have to go and put this zero for the 2 plus 1. So Frank Timara, I have an answer. Let's go back to the original question. Let's talk about Reuven saying to Shimon, Shimon, I bought it from you. How do we have the 2 plus 1? The like we could go in Sha'ochlashtaim befanav, the Acha Shalai befanav. Let's talk about that after Reuven purchased it from Shimon, Shimon stuck around in the town for the next 2 years. And therefore there was Shnei Chazaka, Edom, that he was there, Bishas Maisa. But the third year was Shalai befanav, Shimon moved away. Now why did he move away? Okagoin Sheborach, et Gedaf Machana Pleita, he had to flee. And therefore, since he had to flee, l'choyri, he couldn't have been moicha, and therefore, there's no right. As when we get to Mitzvah Masechtas Bava Basra and Cheskes Abatim, we will learn that if you want to destroy somebody else's chazak of 3 years, let's say the real owner says, this guy is a ganef, and a gazlan, and a retzeach, and a shaygetz, he stole the property from me. What is he doing? He has a muchzik, he's there for 3 years, mitayda chazaka. He has to make a public demonstration, he has to go and say, Rabbeisai, kum tzamin, I make a macha, and I tell you, it doesn't belong to him, and forget about the eidim, forget about the chazaka, I am moicha, it belongs to me. However, this fellow Shimon couldn't make this macha, because he barach, he fled. He fled the scene, he's not here. And therefore I have now 3 years together, 2 Bafanav and 1 Shaloi Bafanav. And let us say that that's pshat in the Mishnah, that even though Reuven was there for 3 years straight with Eidei Chazaka, that he was there Yom V'Laila, but since the third year Shimon wasn't around, it's not Mitzdarif, and it's no good. In other words, the same type of case, a parallel to the father. Just like by the father, he said, 2 years the father was still alive, he died, and I was there for one more year when you, Shimon, you were a katan. And even later years, same thing over here. let him talk to Shimon directly. For the first 2 years, you were around yourself. Third year, you weren't there. So the Mishnah says, if you don't have your shtar, you would lose if Shimon has eight. So l'chayr, we could say this pshat. So if you want, no. First, let's understand. Baruch machmas mai. Why did Yitaka flee the sea? Either Baruch Machmas, the fascist, if he had to flee, because unfortunately the government said we're going to execute this fellow, pshita d'loy mehemen, d'loy matzi machi, then avada, the chazaka of Reuven is worthless, because it's impossible for Shimon to be moicha. If Shimon's going to cause agansa tararam by taking together a crowd and being moicha and saying, oh, I'm moicha, that property belongs to me, the authorities will hear about it and they're going to catch him and they'll execute him. Of course he can't be moichet. Maybe the reason why he's running away is because unfortunately he cannot pay his bills and therefore he hopes to come back one day. But Lamasa, at the moment he has no money, he should be moichet from wherever he is. Even if he moved away, he should be moichet from far away. The Kaimulan in Mesechtes Baba Basra, we're going to learn, it's far away, you have to be moich at least in front of two people to aid them, and we know how people tend to gossip, and so therefore chav, and eventually word will get back that Yana was moicha, even though today he's in Australia, but if he makes a public demonstration over there, we'll find out about it here in New York. Where did I learn this? Did not? We learned in the Mishnah. Sholosh haratzos lechazaka. There are three separate jurisdictions in Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Inyone Chazaka and Machon. We have Yehuda, we have Eivar Yardin, we have Golul. And therefore, Hoyi Yehuda Behechzik Begolul, if the real owner is in Yehuda and the other fellow is being Machzik in Golul, separate jurisdiction, or the first fellow, the real owner is Begolul and the Machzik is Behechzik Yehuda, Eine Chazaka She'im Moi B'Medina, they have to be together in one place. When we learn the Mishnah, we ask, what is the Mishnah hold? What difference does it make? He's in Yehuda and he's in Golul. Let that fellow make a macho in Yehuda and the word will travel to Golul. Why do you have to go and talk about Yehuda and Golul in Yehuda itself? In Yehuda, let's say, I don't know exactly all the dimensions of Yehuda, but assuming Yehuda includes Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv and Bnei Brak and that part, Galil, of course, is higher in the north, so let's assume that that's all part of Yehuda. So even if one person is Yerushalayim, and in other words, the real owner is in Yerushalayim, and the Muchzik is being Machzik in Tel Aviv, or vice versa, so the same thing should apply. If you're telling me Macho Shaloi Befonov, have you Macho? I'm sorry, lo yav yamacha, after Yehuda v'Yudanami. Why are we talking about Yehuda and Golul? Let's talk about in Yehuda and Yehuda itself, between two cities in Yehuda. And what did we answer to explain that Mishnah? Omer Baba Bar Mava, lo oylem gosav macha, shalom b'fanav, hav yamacha. Really, macha, shalom b'fanav, is a good macha. And so therefore, Yehuda v'Golul, one should be moicha, one can be moicha, from Yehuda to Golul, or to Golul to Yehuda. Our Mishnah is talking about, not our Mishnah here, that Mishnah, the Sholosh Haratzos. It's from Mishas Chayrim. Chayrim means that it was wartime, that people didn't travel from one place to the other because, chas v'shalom, there could be terrorist bombings or killings or whatever. It was Mishas Chayrim Shano. And so therefore, even though normally Machosh Lebefon of Havi Machosh, but the reason is because word travels. Now today word travels through emails and through faxes and telephone calls and internets and who knows what. But in the good old days, the only way word would travel if the person himself went from Yehuda to Gol, or if that person told somebody else who was traveling to Gol, or he told somebody else. But it's got to be that people are traveling. If people don't travel, the word is not going to move. The word is not going to get there. It must be shaschirim shanu that people are not traveling, and therefore the machon is shloim b'fanav loy. If it's talking about Shas Chayrim, or Maishna Yehuda v'Goldenokat, so we could talk about even Yehuda and Yehuda itself. Maybe there's a time that people didn't travel from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, or Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. Same thing, what's up to Yehuda v'Goldenokat, says the Gemara. This time Yehuda v'Goldenokat, Shas Chayrim Damu. Yehuda v'Goldenokat, Stam. At all times, there weren't Sheyoris Mitsuyois, because there were always problems and headaches and whatever. So therefore, as a general rule, Yehuda v'Goldenokat are considered to be like two jurisdictions. Anyway, how does that all get back to us? Point is, we said that let it say in our Mishnah, a case of, not by Oviv, but Reuven told the Shimon that I bought it from you. And then we said, if I bought it from you, then what does it say in the Mishnah that if the you, if Shimon has Edom, Reuven is not believed? If he was there for Shnei Chazaka, then he believed he has Eid Chazaka. Elamai, he wasn't there for Shnei Chazaka, the Chadava Pashtet, the Pshita. What is the Mishnah telling us? So you said, oh, I have a good Eitzah. It's talking about a case where he ate 2 years in front of Shimon, and 1 year not in front of Shimon. And therefore, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that they're not Mitzar of the two together, and that's why I need the Mishnah. Says Yimar, that's not true, because during the 3rd year, the other person should be Moicha. It's not talking about a case that he's Chas Hashem fleeing because in the Farshid, in the Talmud Parshid. We're talking about he fled because of Machlis Mamoin. Then he should have been Moicha. And a Macho Shle Bafanav Havi Macho would have been a good Macho. The fact that he was not Moicha, the 3 years are Mitztarev, and therefore that cannot be Pshat in the Mishnah. We could not learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Ruvay took the Shimon. Shimon belongs to you. And we're going to add 2 plus 1, because 2 plus 1 is Taka 3, it adds up together, and therefore it's a double parshit that Reuven would be believed if he had Eidei Chazaka.